Okay? So we have our own wings, fly in our own power. We all have a job to do. It's not a one-man job. It's not a two-man job. It's a community collective. Then we can share the wins. You know, hey, I met somebody that I want to connect you with. I want to hook you up with. Then you use your own judgment. Who would be the best person in this group to make that connection with? You know, depends on the level and depends on the subject of interest. All right, so vision, goal, strategy, results. If you're not measuring results, concrete results, how do you know if you're getting there? You know, this is a result. Us here gathered, this is a result. From all the effort that Joe's put into this, this is a result. There are more results we can get. What is a measurable, concrete result that could happen next year? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Let's say there's 20. That's a pretty good result. What would be a result that we could work together as a group, as a collective, to please God?
144 people.
Okay, 144 people.
Yeah, we need to get a bigger room.
Vision. That's your vision.
We need to get a bigger room next year.
That's fine. Now, what if we just doubled every year for 10 years? You bring three people, they bring three people, who bring three people? What would you rather have, $1 million or a penny doubled every day for a month? Let's see, well, a penny doubled every day, one penny, two. That's two pennies. Two times two is four, eight, 16, 32, 64, one. And pretty soon you got like $18 million because it doubles. You're not going to get to 144,000 by accident. It comes from vision, planning, goals, and measured action, measured results. And it comes from an intensity of wanting it to happen, desire. If you don't want it to happen, it won't happen. It'll just be us. You know, and we've had bigger gatherings. It'll just be maybe 10 people next time. But if you get into the fun of it, it really is fun when you're teaching this stuff and talking to people about it because you're awakening them. You're opening their minds and their eyes. You're touching people, and that really is fun. If you don't know that, you haven't, you know, well, go on a mission. We'll send you on a mission. Make a contact a week. One contact a week. But if we got 20 people and 40 people, what's the math? Then 80 and 160 and 320. That's about as high as I can go. Okay, 640. And that's only five levels. And then you're into 1,280. And then 2,400. And then more. You see how that would snowball? So let's take the pressure off of Mr. JJ, put it where it belongs, and that's on in the hearts and minds of us. And all we got to do is just get one person, bring him next year, and maybe have a little some gathering in between or something, something meet at I don't know, where'd you meet at Texas 1 year?
Yeah, well, before Artie's mom took ill, we went to Nauvoo, Illinois 1 year, stayed at the Nauvoo house there, and we went down to Texas. We had two in Manti, Utah, and one up in Kalispell, Montana.
Valley.
Okay.
McCall.
Oh, and a couple in McCall, yeah. And one in Sun Valley.
And one in
Texas. Wow, that sounded like that.
Yeah, Sun Valley was a fun place.
We're on a boat house on Lake Cal.
All right. So this is the bottom line.
We ought to go on some riverboat or something.
Let's go someplace where it's fun. It's not just in a room. It's someplace where we can go. And
we can't really go very far right now until all these mom passes.
Well, let's pray for blessings.
Pray for her passing. She's about ready to go.
Okay, well, God bless her. And she's a real nice gal, too. Had Artie. Okay, so in summation, heaven is a place to be, not go. It's your highest, most creative aspect of your mind where you go to see a vision of the future and you make that real, like God showed us how I did things spiritually. You set a goal behind it, create a little plan. I want to make three connections, you know, that's a goal. Within like 40 days, I can do that. I have information. Use my material, Joe's material, write your own material. It doesn't matter, whatever works, whatever tools work. Tighten the bonds. You know each other on a level of 1 to 10, maybe 3. I don't spend any time with used gals. Spend a lot of time with her, and that's fun. But we need to tighten the bonds. We need to do more, connect more, stronger, deeper, farther, longer, more frequently. Increase the frequency of the gatherings. And be in touch. Be in touch. And I've been remiss on that. I haven't been having you guys over for barbecues. And
no, really.
I'm very upset with myself over that. I'm going to kick myself. I could just reach me. So we're going to do that.
I have a question.
Yes.
How many people are on the Keys of Knowledge Yahoo site?
There's about 450 or so.
And why don't any of those people come to these gatherings?
I don't know.
What would you say? I mean, that's just a question I wonder about.
I'm so glad you brought that up.
Well, I mean, you know, we're
some
talking
of them feel
about
they're too far away, or some are just casual observers, and
well, what you're saying then is you just expect for local people to come, or you know, Curtis is saying bring people that you know. Well, we want people that are all over to come,
yeah.
Right?
We do.
We can't just expect the local people. I mean, you're never going to have large mass quantities if that's all we're going to reach out to. So I'm just curious why the majority of those people are not interested in coming. What's the answer to that?
Well, I have a lot of people express interest in coming. And some of my strongest supporters aren't even members of the Keys of Knowledge. They just read the website and email me now and then about things. And so,
Curtis, what would you suggest?
Okay, I'll tell you.
There's always about a dozen people that act like they're going to come that don't wind up coming because something happens.
Mm-hmm. See, there's a weakness, there's a gap. And they don't know what you know. They don't know you. You're the key.
Curtis, can I say something?
Yes.
Because I come from far away, and I know that when the first gatherings were taking part, we were here for more days. And that made it worth coming. It's
right.
It's not worth coming, but
right.
You come from far away.
Right.
It's like you want to stay for more days, get more out of it. And
yeah, we used to have that for 5 days.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's open up this conversation, because this is an important conversation.
I agree with that.
Well, good. We got to it.
Well,
thank you.
But I want to ask another question.
Okay.
I want to know if you're willing to be open to some suggestions on how to maybe change things up just a little bit.
Okay, let's get the new, yes. Open to suggestions.
Yeah.
Give us one. An improvement, a way to improve Sue Ellen.
I liked it better when it was in McCall or Sun Valley because it was like at a resort already.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
The trouble we have, like I say right now, Artie and I have a hard time getting away.
Okay, but that won't be.
But that will probably.
This,
change.
Yeah, this
that
is going to change.
Again.
Yeah. How many would like to see more gatherings, maybe twice a year, or maybe have one outside of Boise in a fun resort.
Well, yeah, totally.
I could see that being more appealing to other people, of it being kind of a getaway and kind of a rejuvenating.
A rejuvenation weekend, maybe.
Yeah, a little bit of fun, a little bit of learning.
A little bit of deep breathing. I'll bring my massage chair and table, and Sue can do her magic with palm reading, and
that would be,
you know,
because cool.
We all have talents.
That's why we love Sun Valley so much, because we had healers there, we had musicians there. But you can only do that when you have more time. Because JJ, we're here to learn from JJ. But when we do have that extra time, we are able to do more bonding.
Yeah,
and
take more.
And I agree.
And we usually go on some excursion, like in, we went to Big Mountain there in Kalispell, and we do different things like that.
Well, okay, then what you may even want to think about, you know, starting like a non-profit.
A couple minutes, because we got to go to Brandon.
Okay, 15 more minutes. No, okay, one more minute. Okay, so that's an idea.
Overtime right now.
Okay, and let's develop that. You know, let's brainstorm on this, you and I. And Marnie wants in on it, I can tell. Because she's got ideas, and James does, and we all do, and talents. So I don't want to see everybody just sitting around, you know, and waiting for JJ to speak, you know, because it's all of us. All of us. Annie has talents. And that what they're thinking is, you know, we took, like before, it would be more opportune for people to share their gifts. That's it. All right. Okay, well, that's my presentation, and let's create heaven on earth and build the kingdom of God. Amen.